Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen. Human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slaps a tackle, and there he goes. Crowder, it's a foot race, and Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Takes a shot.
Here's Corey Davis, wide open. Davis. Still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know that's
the Q-inator.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And we're going to talk about the latest news involving Morgan Moses. And, of course, we're going to have a wrap-up of everything that happened at OTAs and mandatory minicamp. An overview of the final conclusions that we have until training camp begins at the end of July. And for that, we bring in the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, what's going on, sir?
You know, not too much, just relaxing, trying to gear up and get ready for a game seven since the Nets decided to just completely turn the ball over left and right all game.
Have a feeling there's going to be a few game sevens in these series here in the NBA, so it'll be fun to watch over the next couple of days, but not as much fun as the Jets could be if they bring in Morgan Moses, because if they bring him in, boy, what a makeover this offensive line could have. If you have Morgan Moses at right tackle, Mekhi Becton at left tackle, and then you bring in a brand new guard in Elijah Vera Tucker, you would assume that Connor McGovern bounces back, especially with more help on both sides of him. All of a sudden, you take a team that had a terrible offensive line, and now they're right in the middle, potentially, if everybody plays up to what they're supposed to be. So let's talk about this, Chris. First of all, before we get into the implications of this as far as positions or anything like that, what have you heard about this story? Jeremy Fowler at ESPN didn't say it was a done deal or that it was going to get signed in the next day or two, but he did make it sound like, A, the Jets are very interested, B, it's a multi-year deal, and C, while it's not imminent, he's closer with the Jets at this point than he is with any other team.
Yeah, so obviously he visited the Jets. Timetable's a little iffy, a week or two ago, and then things kind of settled down a little bit. And over the last couple of days, I had heard that the negotiations had picked up a little bit, that they were trying to really make more of a play for it at that point. Now, obviously, Jeremy Fowler's text, it appears right now that they're getting close. Obviously, that they realize that they've identified that they want him and they're going to make the push now. Now, can numbers match up? Or are they going to give him exact what he wants and what is everybody else offering? We'll see. But at this point, it feels like he's going to be a Jet. They've identified that they want him. They can afford him. And it really doesn't make sense to, you know, spend a lot of time lollygagging around here. You want him, go get him. And I'm not going to put any type of time frame on it, but I think in the next couple of days, I'd be expecting him to be signed here.
For what it's worth, and we all know PFF is not the gospel, but they had him rated as a top 10 player at his position last year, 30 years old, definitely not cut for performance reasons, very useful offensive lineman, and Damian Woody and Brandon Thorne both pointed this out. If the Jets sign Morgan Moses, he's not coming in here to play guard, and he's certainly not coming in here to be a swing tackle. So what that means is either George Fant becomes a very expensive swing tackle, or they're going to try to move him inside to guard. It sounds like it's more likely that he would be an expensive swing tackle because he's not going anywhere. As of right now, his dead cap figure would be about $6.5 million. He's on the books for $8.5 million. So if they cut him, they're only saving $2 million and they're eating $6.5 million. Does not make any sense, especially when you consider what's going on with Mekhi Becton. Chris, I think the most likely scenario here, unless they do see Fant moving inside to guard, which maybe they do, but if that's not the case, they're probably looking at this as A, they have an opportunity to upgrade at right tackle, and they really want to do it, especially since they know they have a young rookie quarterback who's going to need the best protection possible. The opportunity to acquire Morgan Moses dropped into their lap. They weren't expecting it, so they're going to try and seize upon it. Also, of course, we know that Mekhi Becton had injury issues last year, missed about half of the games. He's missed some of the action already in the offseason. They expect him to be ready for camp, but there's always that lingering question. So this way, they've got themselves a sizable upgrade at right tackle, and they've got an insurance policy in case anything happens to Becton. They can just slide Fant in at left tackle. Considering how much money they have available to them, this appears to be a sound strategy, at least from where I sit.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, they get an upgrade at right tackle right off the bat. But not only that, because Fant was only going to be here for this year anyway. They can get out of his contract next year super easy without it costing them anything. Unless he came out and had some, like, you know, all-pro year, he wasn't going to be coming back. You get the upgrade immediately with Morgan Moses, and you got him signed for a couple years, you know, a long-term deal. We know what that really means, 2 to 3 year guaranteed. But you have that for a few years. So now if everything goes exactly according to plan, Mekhi Becton stays healthy all season. You got Morgan Moses playing right tackle, an upgrade. And now you have Fant as a swing tackle who can come fill in and, pinch hit in times when needed. That gives them more depth, solid improvement, and multiple positions for the offensive line. That's a huge thing. Will they try Fant inside a guard? Maybe they give it a go in training camp. But from everything that when I talk to people, it didn't really sound like that's even really much of an idea. So we'll see what happens in training camp if indeed the signing does happen. But it just makes too much sense. Yeah, it's going to cost a little extra money, more than you would want for a swing tackle. But because of the – listen, before we even knew about the plantar fasciitis injury with Mekhi Becton, we talked about – you know, his weight and last year, how often he had to come out of games for a drive or two, miss a little bit of time. Wasn't anything major, but with that size, you were already a little concerned. And then plantar fasciitis, with that weight, you're going to be a little more concerned. Now it's offensive linemen, so it's not the same as somebody who has to cut. But you want to have an insurance policy for that, for him. So it takes care, just signing Morgan Moses takes care of multiple areas here. It gives you backup options, different things you can do if something goes wrong. So, yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. They, you know, they're obviously, like you said, they're not going to cut them. Teams still are not in the habit of trading competent offensive linemen. So don't get any ideas thinking that they're going to go shop him around or anything. It makes sense to just have him as an expensive insurance policy. And the only real thing that, like, maybe they might decide to trade him if they were going to get a starting guard back. But, you know, the logistics of that happening is unlikely. So this signing can help them at multiple positions in multiple ways. And it's an upgrade. And it allows you to have better depth. And again, with this, the new system with the emphasis on the running game, that I do expect that they're going to run the ball a lot with the rookie quarterback. Hey, maybe they decide to use more swing tackle this year because they got a pretty good one.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
We'll have to keep our eyes and ears open as far as this story goes, but it's intriguing, and I really hope that they get something done, because I would love to see Morgan Moses at right tackle. I think it would represent a significant upgrade for the Jets. Chris, now that we have that story out of the way, let's talk about OTAs and mandatory minicamp. We did the daily reports with Andy Vasquez of NorthJersey.com, but I want to talk final takeaways, because this was the last action that you guys were going to see and that we were going to hear about until the end of July. So the final takeaways are important to help shape the storylines that we're going to be looking at as we head into training camp at the end of July. So the first one, the most consistently strong performances on offense were coming from Elijah Moore. Every day that you guys were there to watch practice, it seemed like I heard about at least a handful of plays that he was making. That is extremely encouraging for this team. They're going to need a dynamic weapon, and for him to be making waves that early is awesome.
Every day he was making plays consistently over and over again. And at the beginning of the OTAs, we were all like, wow, that was amazing. And then by the end of OTAs, we were just kind of like, yeah, okay, he did it again. You can just see, like, exactly why they got him. You can see everything that he does well. The quickness, the way he moves his body, the extension he can get. He's a tiny little guy, but he can still extend his arms and make a catch. And then he can get right back in. Like, there's no delay between him extending his arms completely, making the catch, and then all of a sudden being back in perfect running position and taking off with the ball. it happens like simultaneously, and it's impressive. And listen, again, OTAs, impressive things happen all over the place in OTAs, and they don't mean anything a lot of times. Maybe it means something, maybe it doesn't mean something. But when you see something consistently over and over again, and it's what you saw when you watched any of his college tape, yeah, there's reason to be excited here. There's definitely nothing that that if you were excited watching his tape in college and you were excited when they drafted him, you can only be more excited by this now. And again, what he did in OTAs in the long run means nothing. He's going to have to do that on the NFL field, and correlation is not even causation here. Sometimes OTAs, people show out. It doesn't translate. But there's no reason not to be super excited about this kid right now. He was the one player that consistently and constantly stood out, making plays, and you couldn't avoid seeing him. His eyes, he would draw your eyes to him no matter what he was doing.
We're going to preface everything with this was just OTAs and mandatory mini camp so that we don't have to keep saying it over and over and over again as we move to our next conclusion that I drew, and I'm curious to see if this is what you saw when you were there, Chris. Zach Wilson was a bit up and down. You'd expect that for a rookie. However, he seemed to have more good than bad moments, and there were a lot of leadership qualities and a special kind of fire that he showed in the leadership role that you didn't necessarily see from Darnold this early on.
Yeah, so I almost went into this when talking about Elijah Moore here, but because it really does apply to all players, especially when we're talking about new players and rookies, but it applies the most to a rookie quarterback. OTAs we're working on a pass fail grade here. Like that's all there is. You can pass, you just don't look completely lost and you passed. Like you could complete every pass in the world you take, you could look amazing. It's still just a pass because it's just OTAs. And he passed. Now he was definitely up and down. He had some moments where he looked great, and he had some moments where he looked a little confused and made the wrong read or made the throw in the wrong spot. But more often than not, he would get on, you know, rhythms like where he started riding a wave where he was doing everything right. I was impressed from what we saw OTAs, but again, no matter how impressive it is, it's still just a pass. A fail pass grading system here, but yeah, he definitely wasn't lost. He looked for the most part like he understood the offense. He had control of the offense. He knew what he was supposed to do. To say that he was a little more fiery than Darnold, yeah, his personality is more fiery than Darnold. I knew that like. During the mailbag that we're going to get a lot of questions, compare him to Darnold and this and that. It's a hard thing to do for me to go back in my brain and like, you know, remember all the practices I watched at Darnold to remember those first OTA practices and only those and compare them. I would think that maybe Zach Wilson might've been a little better on aggregate, but it's pretty close. And Darnold was impressive too in OTAs. So again, the OTAs don't mean much, but what we did see was promising. And again, the main thing I look for is just how confused a quarterback is. And there's always going to be some confusion for a rookie quarterback, even just a new quarterback to a team. You know, I saw Teddy Bridgewater's first training camp. There was some confusion sometimes, that happens. But for the most part, like this, if I wanted to really sit there and just pick everything apart about his OTA performance, I still have a short list. If I really wanted to go in detail and just pick everything apart and hammer it, it's still a pretty short list.
another conclusion that I drew based on what Andy was saying during our daily reports is that both Michael Carters look pretty good.
Yes, the Carters definitely look good. I say this every year about running backs. It's really, really hard to gauge running backs in training camps and OTAs. Even when they put the pads on, they're still not doing like full tackling normally. And so the running back hits the hole and then the defenders let them bounce off. Running backs always look great. But the whole time I'm watching him and I can't wait to see him get pads on. You can see his speed, his shiftiness. You can see the power, even though he's another short guy, but the power he has in his frame. And that's where I want to see him put the pads on. It's not even as much about everybody else getting the pads to hit him. I want to see him get the pads on and him be able to pop some defenders and create some space and then jet away from it that way. Michael Carter's looked good in the slot too. And, you know, there's some more news there with Robert Saleh told reporters that he's really comfortable with the cornerbacks. The way he made it sound certainly didn't sound like they're going out to get a veteran cornerback anytime soon. I saw a lot of other reporters talking about that. I wouldn't read too much into that. I think this is definitely something that, yeah, they like that they got all these young guys more reps here. But if they see something out there that could definitely improve their team, I still would think they'd take it. And maybe their plan is to go a week or so into training camp, let these guys get some more reps, and then try to add one. But I wouldn't get too carried away with the idea that they're absolutely not going to bother with that at this point. But the secondary, all these young dudes, one of these guys is going to be at least one of them is going to be a player. I'm telling you, there's too many players going there. Isaiah Dunn has looked really well. Pinnock had a nice practice the other day. There's too much talent and too many things here. Too many little flashes I saw for me to not think that one of these guys, one or two of these guys at least, is not going to be somebody that fans are going to be super excited about this year.
Which leads to my final conclusion that I drew from Andy's daily reports, and that is one of these rookies, at least one of them, is going to start at outside corner unless the Jets make some sort of move, whether that's Steven Nelson or Richard Sherman. And even then, one of these rookies might end up the starter. Bryce Hall, from what I heard, was eh. And not that he's not the favorite to start, but it didn't sound like Jeff Ulbrich was super keen on him. It didn't sound like he's guaranteed anything. He's going to get pushed by these rookies. Heard stories about Pinnock and Echols looking good. Going to be a very open competition there at outside corner.
Yeah, Echols is another guy that I forgot to mention too. Like I said, it seemed like every day throughout the day, I'd be like, oh, there's another cornerback doing something kind of impressive. It's funny, I kept joking about, because especially since we didn't get to talk to players in the locker room last year and face-to-face, like, I still haven't gotten to talk to Mekhi Becton face-to-face, like, you know, that type of stuff. And how many new players there are. And then also with some of the players switching their numbers and all that thing stuff, I was like joking that I was going to need to make flashcards to actually identify players. And so every time I'd look up and I'd usually see like, you know, a 30 something, and I'd go look at my roster, and I'd be like, oh, okay, Echols. And I'd be, oh, okay, Pinnock. Oh, and like every time I was like, oh, there's a new corner, another one making another play. One of these guys is going to do it. at least one of them. And I think there's going to be a couple of defensive playmakers out of this group. And the defensive staff is really happy there. They were raving about the players they drafted during the draft. They really liked it. And at this point, I'm inclined to think that they got at least two of them right. And they're going to be some players there for sure.
Chris, anything else that we missed?
That pretty much covers it. I do feel a need to point out that it's this year we probably got a little bit less to see than we normally do they kind of keep a lot of the action away from us, which it seems to have gotten progressively worse over time since I started on the beat. But we did get to see a little bit less. I didn't have as good a view. I definitely couldn't get much looks at the inside line and stuff on a lot of stuff. But yeah, it was a light OTAs as far as like getting juicy, newsworthy stuff. But there's a lot to be excited about for fans.
You heard it from the very big deal. A lot to be excited about as we get ready for training camp at the end of July. Those were your overall conclusions and observations from mandatory minicamp and OTAs as we now have this gap until the end of July. I can't wait until training camp happens and we get more football. We get some players out there in pads and daily practices. It's going to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, though, make sure that you're following Chris on Twitter at CNimbley and at Jets Insider and reading his very big deal work over at jetsinsider.com. And check out everything we're doing at playlikeajet.com, including Clayton Smarslock's article that he just put up about what a Morgan Moses signing could mean for the Jets. Really good article. It's up right now. We've got some great film reviews at our Play Like a Jet YouTube channel too. Luke Grant's done them on Michael Carter, the first and the second. Also on Elijah Moore and Zach Wilson. If the Jets sign Morgan Moses, knock on wood, I'm sure he'll do a film review of him as well. And Kayla Pace has her commentaries, Pace's playbook up there too. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please go ahead and do so. And if you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet, if you can go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.